Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I am Lori Walsh. The Jennifer Keith Quintet plays American classic jazz and swing tunes, combining the music and styling of Las Vegas with old Hollywood. The band is led by tenor saxophonist Mondo Durame, who also co-founded the Royal Crown Review. If you were into the swing revival scene of the 1990s, you've probably heard of them. We caught up with vocalist Jennifer Keith to talk about the nuances of making music from the 30s and 40s new again.
You beast of Shane, please let me explain. For me, beast of Shane means that you're grand.
So the first thing I kind of wanted to ask you is just about the evolution of Jennifer Keith and the quintet. How did you develop this sound and style, both as a vocalist and as a group?
Well, you know, it started out as something that Mondo and I started together out of just a pure love of this type of music. He was playing with Royal Crown Review, and you know, we would listen to music together, and we found that we actually had a lot of the same things in common music-wise that we liked. And he decided to start a group for me just of music that we enjoyed playing. And it's, you know, in my case, I adore that sort of post-war big band sort of sound, like late 40s into the 50s, like the lovely ladies of song, like June Christie, Patti Page, Keeley Smith, Connie Francis, Brenda Lee, all those, you know, ladies, Ella Fitzgerald, of course. And I don't even know how I sort of winded up there. I guess I studied musical theater when I was, you know, in high school, and in college I studied musical theater, and I guess musical theater, you know, a lot of the composers and the lyricists that wrote songs for musicals were Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and those same songwriters also wrote the songs that the greats like Frank Sinatra and sure. Ella Fitzgerald and Dean Martin, you know, they sang the same songs. And so I would go, wait a minute, I know that song. That's from Kiss Matter. That's from Guys and Dolls or whatever. And I guess that's sort of how I got introduced to, I guess, swing music, you could say, or, sure.
And
know,
what about,
jazz.
What time frame is this? What year are we talking about for you personally? When you kind of first were introduced to this music and thought that's something I want to sing as well?
I guess I realized it when I was probably in high school still. I probably realized it when I was in high school. So okay. Probably around the age, probably around 2000, 2001 is okay. When I probably started putting the pieces together.
So this is after the sort of 90s swing revival that was happening on
yeah.
in popular music as well. Any of those groups that you kind of touched on and inspired you then?
Well, you know, I did, I actually had a Royal Crown Review CD.
Right, I was
going to
say, that's Royal Crown Review, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, I did. And I didn't even know who they were at the time, you know. I didn't know them personally or anything like that. Like I said, I was in junior high and high school during that time, so I couldn't really get out and go to the clubs as much, you know, unless I had a fake ID.
Right. So when you approach a song now, how do you make it your own, or don't you? Do you try to keep it as true to the original vocalist, or do you try to put your own spin on it?
Well, as much as I would like to sound exactly like Keeley Smith or Patti Page, I know that I never will, you know, because everybody's voice is different. Everybody's shape of their head is different, you know, and I know that I'm never going to sound exactly like any of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't try to copy them. You know, I guess you could say my style of singing, I'm influenced. You could say I'm influenced, you know, like mm-hmm. I'll take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I love the way Sarah Vaughan phrases here. I love the way, you know, Keeley Smith does this. I love the way Anita O'Day does this, you know, and I sort of take it all and put it all in a blender in my head, and I sort of, you know, it just sort of simmers in there, if you will. but it's not any one particular thing from any singer, because I know that I'm not going to ever try to sound exactly like them, mm-hmm. you know, and therefore I don't try to do the song just like them, because I wouldn't want to be compared, you know, to Peggy Lee or something like that, you know, because then I wouldn't want to. But
so it's an, it's a, you're creating an original sound, but it's inspired by some of that classic American music.
Yes, exactly. Right? Very, yeah. very inspired.
What makes you connect with an individual song, and what makes you hear a song and say that's something that I want to incorporate into my musical world?
Well, you know, I said this to someone else. I've said this before, actually. I'm just a sucker for a good melody. Like I love a good melody, and I know that sounds sort of simple and maybe like a cop out, but when I hear like a good classic melody that just strikes me, that's what makes a good song to me. And I love it when the lyrics go with the melody. You know what I mean? It's not just like lyrics over a random melody. It's just they go with it. And I find a lot of the songs that were written, actually written like in the 20s and 30s, have those really cool old melodies. But I like them more in the style of the 50s. But like written in the 20s and 30s. And a lot of songs were like that. You know, a lot of my favorite songs that I sing actually were written in the 20s or the 30s or even before. Like I do, you know, like Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home? Mm-hmm. That song was written in 1905. I had no idea it was that old.
And what is it about Bill Bailey that when you heard it, you really wanted it to be yours as well?
You know, I don't know. It has that cool melody. I don't know. I think it was a melody thing. And that song also goes back to Dixieland, which is another thing that was born in America. And I think that a lot of these songs that I sing, and other people, when they come and hear my show, especially when I was in Vegas, here's a good example of this. People hear the music, especially young people. Let's say they're coming out of the big nightclub. They have no idea, you know, who... Some of them, you know, God forbid, they don't even know who Frank Sinatra is, you know. They come to the lounge, they hear what I'm doing, and they don't know really what it is, but they want to know what it is. They like it. And I think it's because it's a sound that they might have heard when they were younger. Maybe their grandparents played it. And I think it's sort of in your blood as an American, you know, like jazz and this kind of music. I think that it's something that was born here. And it's something that's truly unique, and I think that people have it in their blood, whether they even know it or not. And I guess like that song for me, I don't know, it just really resonated with me. I love it. I love the really old style of it. I like how we do it sort of slow in the beginning and then pick it up and make it a big, you know, big party in the end.
Any songwriters today that you think are tapped into that heritage that you're hearing new work from?
Most recently, you know, I'm actually quite impressed with the work that Lady Gaga is doing with Tony Bennett. I was really impressed by that, because here's somebody that she doesn't, you know, necessarily need to make any old type of music record. I mean, she's got millions of fans and she has her own style, her own music, but obviously she has a passion for this old music or she wouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, she wouldn't be singing with Tony Bennett cheek to cheek unless she really liked this kind of music. And I think it's great that she's doing it, because it's introducing this music to a lot of her fans, her younger fans that ordinarily would not be listening to these songs, you know.
What do you want an audience to experience when they buy their ticket and they come in to see the Jennifer Keith Quintet? What do you want their experience to be?
My goal is to let them come into the theater or the lounge or the show or wherever the venue is, and just let us sort of take them away from, you know, today, from their... Maybe they have some issues going on at home, or maybe there's, you know, everybody has their problems, you know, and I just like to give people an escape for a minute and take them back to a time when there was real melodies and lyrics you could understand, and and real instruments playing. And it's sort of like a, you know, like a journey. And I don't know, it keeps this old music alive, and perhaps it reminds them of something that they heard when they, you know, their great-grandparents or their grandparents or their mom used to do, or their dad, you know, and it gives them sort of an escape, and it just takes you on a fun little fantasy back in time for a little bit. That's sort of why I do it.
Jennifer Keith, I want to thank you for joining us today. Enjoy your time coming back here to Sioux Falls.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Vocalist Jennifer Keith. The Jennifer Keith Quintet plays the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls this Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Brought to you by the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society, that show is. When we come back, watercolor artist Sarah Rogers on art, the creative process, and the wild creatures of South Dakota. You're listening to Dakota Midday on SDPB Radio.